An NGO says containing the West Africa Ebola epidemic will require overcoming fear and stigma surrounding the disease. ActionAid says the high death rate has caused a lack of faith in the medical system. The World Health Organization says there have been more than 470 confirmed cases of Ebola in Sierra Leone. There are several hundred more suspected cases. More than 230 people have died. ActionAid Country Director Mohamed Sila says the major challenge facing Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia is a poor health infrastructure. He says the countries are simply not well equipped to handle the crisis because of a lack of investment in health. Sila says those countries need to act to change that.
First, it has to do with necessary training for the staff, equipping the staff with the basic equipment that they need to actually carry out their work. Issues as simple as an ambulance is a challenge for major hospitals. If you have a suspected case, there are very limited ambulances around to collect the sick people and easily isolate them.
He says many community health centers lack access to electricity. That means no refrigeration to safely store vaccines or drugs that are susceptible to heat. Another major problem is fear, and fear of Ebola is widespread among the population. The ActionAid country director says many people actually deny the existence of the disease and attribute the sickness and death to some other cause. Also, the message that was sent out after the Ebola outbreak was confirmed was that it had no cure. When families did bring their sick relatives to the hospital, patients were immediately placed in quarantine, and the family lost contact with them.
That lack of communication, that lack of clarity brought about the mistrust. People saw the hospitals now as a death zone. What happened in the isolation centers was not very, very clear to the general public.
There have been several incidents in Sierra Leone where families removed infected people from hospitals. Those incidents, Sila says, not only indicate the lack of information families had about the disease, but the lack of security at the health facilities. But what message can be sent when a disease is so often fatal? Sila says it has to do with educating the communities. ActionAid staff and others are going door to door in Sierra Leone doing just that, explaining prevention methods, signs and symptoms, and the importance of taking people to the hospital.
Because we have a long-term presence in the communities, they trust us. They trust the information that we give them.
Local and traditional leaders play a big role in those education efforts. Sila also says there's a lack of testing centers. For example, there are just two in eastern Sierra Leone. One is run by the Ministry of Health and the other by Doctors Without Borders. Some people may have to travel hundreds of kilometers to reach them and then wait 2 or 3 days for the results. It was during that waiting period that families removed patients from health facilities. One thing being done to raise hope among the population is to talk about the people who became infected and survived. ActionAid, the Ministry of Health, and many volunteers are sending the message that medical care gives people a chance of overcoming the disease, and they point to the nearly 130 infected people who have so far, and those survivors are now helping to educate the population through media campaigns.
We are gaining confidence of the people, and what you can even see from the government figures is that the number of people who are reporting to the health center is actually increasing.
Sila is calling for greater international support for Sierra Leone to increase the number of Ebola rapid testing centers. He says this would go a long way toward controlling the outbreak. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.